Let me bring in to the program, as we wait for that, Karen Greenberg. Karen Greenberg is the director of the Center for National Security at Fordham University School of Law, author of a number of books. Her latest is called Rogue Justice, The Making of the Security State. Karen Greenberg, it's my very good pleasure to welcome you back to this radio program.
Thank you so much for having me.
In the impeachment broadcast, I should really say. We've had you on frequently over the past few months, and very thankful to that. Don't know how much time we're going to have once John Roberts gavels this session into order. We'll have to go to the Senate floor. Yesterday, a marathon, 13 hours of arguments concerning the rules over the trial, not concerning oral arguments. Today, we begin with oral arguments. Yesterday was about how the rules of the trial were going to be. It lasted until about almost 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time. I know it's something that you're following closely. What is your take concerning on how the rules are going to be implemented in this trial?
Well, it's actually a very good question, and I just want to refer to something you said in your opening remarks, which is that at times this can be boring, and you said, you know, and that's the good news. It means that we're following a certain kind of process. The reason for setting out the rules and giving it the amount of time and scope that they did is to remind everybody, the participants and those witnessing it, that there is a process that needs to take place, that has rules, that has contours, you know, and that's actually one of the things that's issued here. Yes, there are the charges that the president is being accused of, abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, but there is also an issue, a conversation that's been going on almost since the beginning of the Trump presidency about does our government, does this administration respect process? And so now what's happening is you're having a process laid out, but it has been so contained, so constricted, so sort of against common sense in terms of the hours, the compression of time, that it's almost as if they're talking about rules of regulation and process that in a way is cutting away at what that process should actually be about, even from the get-go. And while Adam Schiff made some very wonderful and I think correct comments yesterday in terms of summing up what's at stake legally and in terms of the presidency itself, the constrictions around this are, to my mind, appalling.
Now, the Senate chaplain has taken to the dais, and they are doing the prayer to begin the Senate session. This is a common occurrence, happens each day before even the Senate begins its regular work, with Chief Justice John Roberts standing just behind the chaplain. So that signifies to me that our time is short, Karen Greenberg, but let me ask you about these rules. They seem to be even harsher previously on Sunday night with the original rules proposed by Mitch McConnell, which was going to require the House and the defense to make their cases over 2 days, 12 hours each day. He has added a day for each side, so now it'll probably be 8 hours each day. And it's also allowed for the evidence from the House inquiry impeachment itself, impeachment inquiry, to be automatically added to the record, where before he was going to require it to need a vote later on in the process. Was this a step forward?
Yes, this is a step forward, and hopefully it's a step of many, meaning that there's a time constraint here which has to do with the State of the Union. There's a sense that the Mitch McConnell and the Republicans want things wrapped up by the State of the Union so that Trump can say that this is behind him. With each one of these hours, days, and issues that is outside the rules and that can add more time, you're going to see that tension get even greater. And so I think it's very important. It's also important, forgetting the optics of it, it's very important for the legitimacy of it. As they begin to introduce documents, even though it's after the opening statements, this will become a different kind of hearing and actually turn into a trial and could be extremely important. And so he's opened the doorway to that, and we'll see what else has to come.
They're now doing the Pledge of Allegiance. We're not going to air that either. But we are speaking to Karen Greenberg. This might be the last chance to actually give your full bio, who's the director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University School of Law. She is also author of the book Rogue Justice, The Making of the Security State. Of course, Karen Greenberg, we'll have you back throughout over the next few weeks, probably a number of times, to talk about this impeachment trial. Any last word? We probably have 5-10 seconds. Any last words you want to get in here to what you'll be looking out for today?
Yes, the degree to which the issue of evidence and witnesses comes up in these statements.
All right, now stay on the line just in case they don't roll right into this. This is John Roberts. Let's hear what John Roberts has to say.
If there is no objection, the journal of proceedings of the trial are approved to date. No objection, so ordered. The sergeant-at-arms will make the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
That's the Sergeant at Arms for the Senate. Karen Greenberg, we are going to say goodbye to you. Thank you.
Thank you.